a bad affair. Bad affair, it was a bad affair. Fair, it was a bad affair. Bad affair, it was a bad affair. Bad affair, it was
Olden in the Way,
affair.
Sisters. Love and Learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy.
The Bitchin' Sisters. As we tell it like it is, the way it was back then and the mess we're in now.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms. And I have to remind you, with limited time left, we've got some practical ideas that might work for you.
And we definitely have some opinions that you might have too.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
And if you're young, maybe you can learn something from your elders. Supposedly we're wise, but we've definitely been there and done that.
Yeah. Okay, let's pretend that I'm in the confessional.
Oh, I've never been in the confessional.
It's a box.
All right.
The priest is on one side. You're on the other.
We know what they look like, yes.
I take my religion seriously. I don't know when or how it happened, but over my lifetime, it's caused me to come to my knees when the church disfellowshipped me, when my husband died, and today. We didn't even grow up in a religious atmosphere, did we?
No.
My mom, she used to, I don't know about you, but she used to drop me off at church.
Yeah.
But
or
I usually,
Sunday school.
I went, in, yeah, but I would go in one door and out the other. And
what?
Then I'd walk downtown to the drugstore for a phosphate, and then I'd walk back to church in time for mom to pick me up.
Oh, very, yeah. I had no idea.
Meanwhile, Dad was always golfing. On Sundays when I actually went into the church, I brought the Sunday comics. I can't believe I ever did this. And I would read them openly. No one ever said anything to me, which as an adult, I wonder why. But anyway, after college, I decided, okay, now I have the time. I'm going to look at all the doctrines in America and decide which one was really telling the truth. See how naive I am? Simultaneously, yeah. The Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons sent entourages to my door, and I studied with both of them. I finally decided that the one church whose patrons practiced what they preached was
The Jehovah's Witnesses. I knew you were going to say that.
I became one. Yes, I was one of those who went door to door with my child preaching the good news. The congregation helped me, though they did not really know me. In fact, when I moved to Scituate, Mass, they came and picked me up to take me to church. They didn't even know me. It wasn't until my confession led to being disfellowshipped, meaning they kicked me out for being a sinner and shunned me. I was devastated.
Why? What had you done?
Well, I don't really want to get into it.
I know what it was.
Come on.
I no longer knew what I believed. How could I be thrown out of church because some board said I had sinned? They were interpreting the Bible verses.
Use your imagination, folks.
And later on, I found out they had decided it was up to the individual. But by then, I no longer wanted to come back. So then I married my husband, Gene, and I loved going to Mass with him. So much so that I studied for a year and I became a member of the Catholic Church. We were married by the church after my former marriages were annulled. I became a solo cantor for the church and I felt accepted by everyone. After Gene died, the weight of it took me to my knees. I cried out to the Lord that I could not deal with this and to please help me. I'll never forget how futile I felt my life was, and how I felt I was at the very bottom of a mile-long pit, not wanting to climb out.
You were still fairly young. How old were you?
I was 50, mm-hmm. And I guess I was going through depression when I think of it. Still, after releasing this very real feeling and surrendering to the Lord, I put one foot in front of the other, and I started to make my way again. I felt fragile. Like I could break at any second. All I did was survive one day to the next. It was the hardest trial I ever had been through, and I had backward steps as well as forward ones. Eventually,
yeah.
I found love again, and I've been living with my mate, Mike, for 23 years. He asked for my hand in marriage, but I said I would lose my widow benefits. So we became engaged and we left it at that. As two Catholics, all this time, for 23 years, we've been going to church on Sundays and taking communion until Easter week of this year.
What happened?
It was communal confession, where you can go to church and they have like five priests and they're in different parts of the church, and then you get in a line with everybody at one, you know, to go see one of them. And so that's what I did. And I purposely sought out our parish priest, and he was seated on a step at the upper level of the church, and I stood in front of him. And he started with a prayer, and after crossing himself, I began, and I said, I became a Catholic late in life. I married my husband, Gene, and he brought me to this very church. I loved it so much, I took the classes, and I became a Catholic. And the priest, he smiled. And I said, 13 years later, he died. And eventually, Mike and I got together, and we've been living together for 23 years. And last year, the priest told me to read, when I came to communal confession, he told me to read Ephesians 5, verse 5, where it says, fornicators will not be welcome in God's kingdom.
Whoa.
And ever since, I've been looking for a priest to marry us, even though we don't want to be married by the state. Because, and I told the priest, I will lose my widow benefits, including the money that pays our taxes and my insurance. By this time, I was kind of crying, and he invited me. He said, you need to sit down. I thought, oh, wow. So he asked me a few questions. Are you having sex? I nodded, yes. Would he be willing to stop having sex with you? I shook my head, no. And he said, why not? And I said, he's a man.
That is hilarious.
The priest nodded knowingly. Well, you are weighing money versus Jesus. Perhaps if you talk to Mike, he may be willing to stop having sex out of his love for you. And I didn't say anything. And he said, you know, you should not be taking communion right now because you are disobeying the rules of marriage. I had no idea. Now, I was not only a fornicator, but also I'd been taking communion for 23 years and shouldn't have been.
Wow.
He said that I was a grave sinner. And I'm like, what? I couldn't believe it. So, I can't take communion anymore because I'm a grave sinner. So, all the way home, I was crying and I wrestled with the predicament I found myself in. And I said a prayer, and when I turned off the car, I gathered myself together and I entered the house, and Mike was on the couch watching TV, and I sat down. He could see that I'd been crying. He muted the TV and I told him what went on, and his reaction wasn't what I expected. He burst out laughing. He said,
thank goodness.
But he said, I'll do whatever it takes to make you happy, but this is effing bullshit.
But this is what bullshit?
Effing.
Oh, effing. Effing bullshit, yes.
Just then I had an idea. It kind of came over me. Thanks to my prayer, I figured. I Googled the government website for survivor benefits, and I found out that if I was over 55 I could and remarried, I could keep my benefits.
Whoa.
I could have been
all
married
this time?
20 years ago.
Sorry.
Blessed. I can't believe it.
Are you getting married now?
Yes.
When?
That's what I have not told you. Okay. Well, it turns
out. We just had a huge wedding in our family, so I don't know if I can handle this.
Well, let me tell you. If we're going to marry, Mike has to go through the annulment process, we found out, because of his first marriage.
Oh, boy.
So he was like, I'm not doing this. And I said, I will help you with it. Because, of course, I had gone through the annulment process. So I got online and I found a site where a priest who we know was telling the congregation about annulment. And no, your children are not bastards, which most people believe happens. No, it's nothing like that. Oh. And so I found the form. And it said it cost about $400. And he was like, I'm not doing it. He was hesitant the whole way. But he's happy to marry me. But he went ahead. And we sent in the form. And at first, I called the secretary at the diocese, and I said, well, it's going to cost us $400. How should I send that? And she said, well, just a minute. I don't think you have the right form. I'm going to send you a link to the right form because you're both Catholic. And it cost us nothing. And the very next week.
That's a shock.
I know. The very next week, we got a letter from the priest saying his marriage was annulled. Yeah.
Okay. Little so, did I know this was all happening. You're so secretive.
Well, I wanted to save it for our podcast. So here's the deal. So I'm going to Germany with Mike in September to a military resort with four friends who I worked with at Yellowstone. And all of us have already paid all of our plane fare and for the room and board. And we'll lose all the money if we get married now. Because because even though I'll get to keep my monthly widow's benefit, I won't be able to go to the military resorts anymore. So Mike and I are quietly waiting until we get back. Okay. And then we're going to contact our priest, go to confession, and then he's going to marry us. It's just going to be, it's nothing like what happened Friday night at the wedding reception. It's just going to be walk in, get married, go home.
With a priest?
Yeah.
Oh. Because,
kind of like the judge last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in Wisconsin you can have self-marriage. And that's what Mark and I did.
I know, but I need to be married by a priest.
Oh, you want to be married.
So that we can take communion.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So for, I don't know, I know all of our listeners are not Catholic or religious, or, you know, but I just thought it's interesting to know what goes through my mind.
Yeah, no, oh yes. Well, okay, well, happy ending. Anyway.
Well, I hope so. I mean, Mike is still, I mean, 23 years we've been together. Yeah. We have felt married. Everything is like we're married. And now we're just making it so that we can go back to church and take communion.
Well, Mark and I were together for 17 years, and then we got married. Mother would have been so happy if we had gotten married. She just loved Mark. But she died, and then I felt guilty. But we got married the next year. It didn't really solve that problem. But so, as I said, we had a self-marriage,
which means
you only have to have two witnesses, 18 years old or older, and you have to buy the license. And, you know, they have to sign that they witness that you, and that's really all you have to do.
Yes.
So we walked up to our neighbor's house with what then were two very young grandkids, and we said, we're getting married. Chuck said, oh, when? We said, today. And he said, oh, where? We said, here. And he's like, ah. So our wedding vows were, we promise to do in the future as we've done in the pasture. That was it.
In the pasture.
So we are very different, apparently, you and I. But I'm glad you solved your dilemma, and I wish you many happy years together.
Thanks.
Nancy and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. We hope you enjoy our show.
He didn't have a plan. He was playing second fiddle in a one-man band. He had a couple of children.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.
Out to the country to make the country life. Well, they started making butter, and that was when he learned. When you make a lot of butter, it's real easy to get churned. See, he didn't know. He didn't know. He didn't know. No, he didn't know. Every day you wake up and you're filled with hope. That's when they can hit you with the rope, but you can sting like a butterfly, float like a bee, but sooner or later,
you'll be on your
bad
knees.
Affair, it was a bad affair. Bad affair, it was a bad affair.
Now, Reels Beer joined the circus. He was passing through his town. Everybody told him he was acting like a clown. He was no good at taming lions, and he couldn't do trapeze. and the barrel on that cannon was way too tight to squeeze. So he started into juggling. His partner was a bear. It didn't work out because things were always left up in the air. So he didn't know. He didn't know. He didn't know. No.